Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now to talk about the game, what it means to play Penn State, because he's an alum, played at Maryland, coached at Maryland, was the National Coach of the Year back in 2001. He's tonight's honorary captain for this game. Let's bring in Ralph Friedgen. Coach, long time no talk. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How about you?
Appreciate your time as always. And look, I can remember back in 1978 as a 13-year-old watching Maryland play Penn State on national TV and Chuck Fusina call them the twerps. I had never heard anyone refer to Maryland like that before. And then Penn State wound up shutting them out, et cetera, et cetera. But as a Maryland guy, so my point is I still hate Penn State. As a Maryland guy, what is this matchup rivalry, if you want to call it that, mean to you?
Well, you know, I told the team last night that I've been involved in Maryland for 50 years since I played, and we didn't like them then and we still don't like them now. So it's you know, it's a big game tonight. I think we have a lot of talent on our team. We have to go out and play as best we can, hopefully come away with a win.
Ralph, how big advantage will it be for the Terps with the crowd? I mean, the students, sellout crowd, had to put extra seats in. The enthusiasm and excitement around the program now is kind of cool.
It is, and it's going to be interesting because the kids haven't played in front of that type of crowd, and I would think that that'd be an extra motivation for them to really play hard tonight. So we'll have to see how it turns out, but it's going to be electric in the stadium, and I think everybody's excited about the game.
Ralph, you had both Mike Locksley and James Franklin on your staff when you were here at Maryland. What's it like for you watching this game with two former assistants going at it?
Well, you know, I'm proud of both of them. Obviously, I'm going to be rooting for Maryland. But, you know, I've got a couple of guys in the NFL that are head coaches now, and I've got a couple in college, and I've got a couple of guys now that are playing for me that are assistant coaches right now. So it's nice to have a coaching tree under you, you know.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, where are you going to be watching the game from tonight?
With what they got me doing, I don't know how much you're going to see the game. But they gave me a suite, and I have some people in the suite that are very close to me. And all my family is in for the game, which
nice.
Is pretty neat. I got a 4-year-old grandson who's going to see his first big-time football game. So, you know, they gave me a helmet, and I couldn't get it off him last night. He kept wearing it around the hotel room. So I think he should probably wear it permanently. We worry about him running into things. So it's going to be very exciting for me, and it's very memorable.
Ralph Friedgen joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Honorary captain tonight is Maryland host Penn State. Let's get to Maryland's key. And Josh Jackson, coach, did not play well against Temple. I think everyone's talking about that a lot. Talk about Maryland's offensive weapons and how can they generate some offense against a Penn State D that's only given up 10 points a game so far.
Well, I think Maryland has quite a few good running backs. This McFarland kid, I'm kind of amazed. He doesn't seem like a big kid, but he has tremendous speed, but he breaks a lot of tackles. I'm surprised at how many tackles he breaks. He must have very strong legs.
Yeah, he's thick in the lower. He squatted like 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that because he runs through a lot of tackles. I think the big thing is going to come down to both lines, you know, have to play very physical tonight, a lot better than they did at Temple. And they got to execute. They got to do what they did the first two games. But, you know, everybody said, well, you know, Howard wasn't this and Syracuse was that. But I don't care if you're scoring close to 70 points a game. That's tough to do against air. So, you know, I think they have a very good offense. I think this run-pass option has kind of revolutionized offensive football right now. I don't know really how defenses can deal with it because it really puts them in a bind with their keys and, you know, and reading the the linemen, they're all run blocking, and then they come up with the run support, and then they're throwing the ball behind them. But both teams are doing it, so it's going to be for both sides. So who does it better is probably going to win the game.
Hey, Ralph, how big is this? Because they both recruit probably the same kids, and the kids will be at the game. How big a game is this for recruiting tonight?
Well, I think it is a big game for recruiting. I don't think it's the end all, but, you know, just being back here, Maryland has a lot more things than they've had when I was here. I mean, this new indoor facility is quite a place, and this, I'm staying at a beautiful hotel, the hotel. I get confused with it. It seems like the old Abbott and Costello. You know, I had an interview with Johnny Holiday yesterday, and he kept saying, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm at the hotel. Where are you?" Well, he said, "Well, I'm at the hotel." So it turned out he was at the Marriott, and I'm at the hotel. And we kept going round and round before we finally hooked up. But there's a lot of things going. You know, Mike's got a lot of things that I didn't have, and I see the whole program moving in the right direction.
Coach, before we let you roll, Bruce Perry's going to be there, Torrey, Sean Merriman, DeQuell Jackson, among others. What's it going to be like for you being the captain and having a lot of your former players, NFL guys, I might want to add, there with you?
Well, you know, all the kids, I was back last night. We had a reception for the Letterman, and I had guys from the 70s that I coached on the freshman team to the 80s to the – I didn't have any in the 90s because I was at Georgia Tech and the San Diego Chargers. But then the 2000s. So it's always special to see those kids that you coached, and they're telling these stories. I don't know where they come up with these stories, but they seem to like they embellish them, because I don't remember half the things they say. But, you know, I'm sure that everybody has their own twist on things. So, but it's good. It was really good last night.
Right.
I'm sure today it's going to even be better. I'm hitting about 4 tailgates, and I'm sure that I'll be, you know, well taken care of as far as abuse.
What do you think happens tonight, Coach?
Well, it just depends how we're going to play. We know Penn State's going to play well, and we got to come out and match them. And, you know, to me, it's the same always. You know, who wins the turnover battle? Who wins the penalties battle? Who makes the plays? Who avoids the sacks? All the things that get you beat. The team that does that the least is going to be the team that wins. And I think finally it comes down to a matter of wills. Who wants it more? You know, that's what it's always going to be.
Ralph Friedge, a former Maryland coach, 2001 National Coach of the Year as he led Maryland to the ACC Championship. Ralph, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the honor tonight. And hopefully we'll talk to you down the road here.
All right, look forward to it, Bob.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it. Ralph Friedge joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.